Hello, and welcome to Dollars and Cents. This is Denise Moore, Executive Director of the Black Business Alliance Peoria Chapter. Today in our studios, we have Cheryl Boswell, who's the Executive Director of MeTech. Hello, Cheryl. Thanks for being with us today.
Denise, thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, you know, Cheryl, whenever you come, there's always exciting things that are happening with MeTech, and today is no different. But before we get started, why don't we tell our listeners a little bit about MeTech and who Cheryl Boswell is, in case they are unfamiliar with the great work you're doing here on the South Side.
Denise, MeTech is a community development corporation. We are a nonprofit. Our mission is empowering individuals to improve their financial well-being. And we do that through credit counseling, housing counseling, homeownership, employment, and free tax preparation. Our whole goal is to help families. And we do that by helping them build wealth one household at a time.
Let's let our listeners know where you're located.
We are located at 2605 West Krause. We are in the Harrison Impact Zone, next to that beautiful state-of-the-art Learning Center on Krause Street. It used to be a library, and we've been in that facility since about 2011. It is a collaboration between MeTech and the Peoria Housing Authority.
Now, I know that MeTech didn't start in 2011. How long has MeTech been out there helping the community in the way that you're helping?
MeTech has been around since 2001. We expanded our ability to service more individuals in 2011. One of our focus was to become a resource center and to look at getting more services in the area where people live. And the collaboration that we did was also, again, like I said, with PHA and also with PCCEO. And we moved into that facility, I think, in November of 2011. And when we did that, we saw phenomenal growth in the individuals that were using our services. Now, don't get me wrong, we were pretty busy. We have now about 9 staff, and we service about 3,000 people a year. Our services include Peoria County, even though, you know, we're 61605 zip code, but we service all of Peoria County and 6 other counties in Illinois.
Wow, so you don't have to live on the South Side or in the 61605 zip code to receive services from MeTech then?
Oh, no, most definitely not. Our services are pretty broad. One of the programs that we offer is homeownership, and we do free tax preparation as part of our mission. But we have a good majority of the clients that use our service that live in other zip codes, 04, 15, 03, and as well as Tazewell County.
Oh my goodness, I don't think many people knew that.
No, much to our surprise. So you don't have to be in 61605. The demographics and the population that we serve, again, it's pretty broad. So we, one of the reasons also that we moved in the 61605, believe it or not, the majority of the people that were using our services, even though we've always been in 61605, were not using it. And, you know, digressing real quick, as we'll come back and talk about the financial resource day, you know, we went through this housing crisis. We were inundated with foreclosures, inundated, and we've passed that point. But what we were seeing was the majority of the people that were taking advantage of getting help with their homes were not African Americans and did not live in the 61605. And if you go back and look statistically at that number, who was most impacted, it were African Americans, and it was people who were low income. And 61605 was one of the areas that had the highest foreclosure rate.
Wow. I don't think most people would have realized that that was the case.
Yes. And I don't think we realized it, but when we started looking at statistics, when we started looking at the population that we were serving, I'm thinking something's not lining up. And it wasn't from a lack of us not getting the word out, at least so I thought, because we had several outreach sessions throughout, for several years, where we worked with state agencies, we worked with the Attorney General's office, we worked with banks, that would come in and do outreach to help individuals sustain their mortgage. So getting a little bit off topic, but I'm just, you know, showing that we changed our marketing outreach so that maybe we can target individuals who live in the 61605. And then thus came the partnership. We're working with PHA, individuals in their Section 8 and self-sufficiency program to focus more on financial education, expanded some of our partnerships to work more with financial institutions to get products and to get services in the households in the 61605.
And one of the reasons why I wanted to start with that information was that so our listeners would understand that this information that we're about to share now about the Financial Resource Day is not something that is only limited to folks who live in and around the Harrison area, as evident by the fact that it's going to be held at the Glen Oak Learning Center. So we'll get to that. So the 2015 Financial Resource Day, what is that about?
Well, it's a collaboration of lenders. It's a collaboration of other nonprofit agencies. It's also a collaboration of healthcare professionals to get resources in the hands that deal specifically with financing. We want to bring increased homeownership in Peoria. Right now, we're working with other partners for the Better East Bluff to increase homeownership in the 61603 area. We are looking at how do we connect the lenders, how do we connect homeowners. We also are looking at bringing information on micro-lending. We'll probably talk a little bit more about that. Mm-hmm. And then we want to provide healthcare services and other resources for the community. One of the things that we've learned sometimes to better get the information to individuals is to bring it to where they are. And so we are partnering again with other agencies to get this particular event out there on September the 26th.
Okay. So let's dig down a little deeper and talk about the various features that this resource day will provide. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take them one at a time. And then at the end, I'm going to ask you, what does the ideal client to come to this event would look like? So we'll talk about these features first, and then we'll go back to who you're asking, who you would expect to see come out, who you would like to see benefit from this information.
Sure.
And so I'm looking at the information that you've provided us, and I see that there are five or six items here that you're featuring. And so housing is the first thing. Housing is the big thing. In fact, at the beginning of the information, it says opening doors to home ownership. And you alluded a little bit a moment ago about the foreclosure rate. And so with housing being the first thing on the list, what would you like a person to come to this event and find out about housing?
Well, we want individuals that are interested in buying a house to learn all of the steps that are involved with owning a home. Those steps ranging from, am I ready to actually buy a home? What are the advantages and disadvantages of owning a home? To working with a lender, working with a realtor. Where do I get resources from to help me with down payment assistance? And if I'm going to use down payment assistance, are there any qualifications or any education programs that I have to meet to get those down payment funds for down payment assistance? And the answer is yes. Individuals that come on Saturday will be able to attend a home buying education class that is acceptable and recognizable to lenders who provide down payment funds. Incidentally, MeTech has down payment funds. Our down payment funds range anywhere from $5,000 to $7,000 to first-time borrowers.
Okay, so I'm going to have to stop you there and so I can be clear about down payment funds, because when I hear you say down payment funds, what I think I hear you saying is that for a person who qualifies, you will give them $5,000, perhaps more if they qualify, just give them free money to put down on a house. Is that what, no, so we have to be clear about what down payment assistance looks like.
You know, Denise, one of the barriers that prevent a lot of people from buying a home is the cost. And we have dollars. We recognize that. And we have dollars. And we are going to give you those dollars. You have to live in the home for 5 years. You have to meet some income eligibility requirements. That income eligibility requirement is you cannot make more than 80% of the area median income. And those numbers are defined by HUD.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of based on household size.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you don't make more than that 80% AMI and you have the capacity to pay those funds back, you might be eligible to get those $5,000. And you can use it anywhere in the city of Peoria to purchase
okay.
a home.
So you don't have to use that down payment assistance in the East Bluff. You don't have to use it on the South Side. You might, if you qualify, you can take that $5,000 or more if it's available anywhere. It has to be in the city of Peoria, though?
It be in city of Peoria, Tazewell, Woodford, Stark, Fulton, Knox.
Okay, so now you've really expanded the number of people that you may see on September 26th.
Financial Resource Day.
Financial Resource Day.
We want to increase homeownership in Peoria and other counties as well, but we're in Peoria, so we want to increase homeownership. What we know for sure is that if our communities are surviving
mm-hmm.
and homeownership brings stabilization to those communities.
Wonderful. We haven't even gotten to the other five things that are going to happen on that day. And just to be able to come in and find out, you talk about the average median income. You know, and most folks don't know if they are within that time in that that amount, so they can come out and find that out.
They can come out and find it out. And we've structured, we have several workshops and several trainings that will take place that day.
Mm-hmm.
We've structured it so if you don't want to sit throughout the entire day in a workshop, there are different workshops that you can look at. Oh, I just want to learn about credit. Oh, I just want to learn about eligibility. Oh, I just want to hear what the lenders have to say. I just have some questions for a realtor. If I don't want to sit through all of those tracks, I can just pick and choose which one I want to attend.
Okay, so on September 26th, I see that it runs from 9 a.m. to 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
But when I walk in, if I come in at 9 o'clock, there's a schedule that I could see. And if my class that I want to attend is not until noon, I can leave and come back.
You can.
Okay.
You can. And the schedule is also on our webpage. So you don't have to just wait till Saturday to come. You can go to our webpage and register. And if I didn't mention it earlier, this is free. It's not costing the public anything.
Mm-hmm.
And normally you pay for these home buying classes. So take advantage of this free class. But if you don't want to stay the entire day, go to our website and look at the workshops that we're going to be offering.
And that's good because even when we say the entire day, you're talking 9 to 1:30. That's not even the entire day. It's only a few hours, but I get the point. A person doesn't have to be there more than an hour unless they want to.
Well, and here's also what our home buying classes, as with most certified home buying classes that are accepted in this industry, are 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't want to sit through an 8-hour class, without compromising the curriculum and the content of the information, we've condensed it down into about 4.5 hours. So
take advantage
of that.
Very good. Home ownership is something that, from a city standpoint, we would like to see more people owning their own homes.
It brings stability. It brings stability to households. Households are stable. Our communities are stable.
Mm-hmm.
Our neighborhoods are stable. And we get that.
Well, at this point, I'd like to remind our listeners that you're listening to WPNV 106.3 FM. This is Denise Moore, your host for today's Dollars and Cents program, and we're speaking with Cheryl Boswell, the Executive Director of MeTech, talking about the 2015 Financial Resource Day that's coming up on Saturday, September 26th, and it will run from 9 to 1:30 at the Glen Oak Learning Center at 2100 North Wisconsin Avenue here in Peoria. Now, Cheryl, the other things that are going to be highlighted on that day I see are how-to repairs. What does that reference, how-to repairs?
Well, we will have some contractors there, industry experts, that we're going to be showing individuals how to patch drywall. So, you know, when you have those dings and the, you know, how do you fix that? We will have someone there. One of the things, you know, if you buy a home, we teach in our class to show individuals how to change the locks on the doors. So we'll have individuals showing them how to change the locks on the doors. I think another class that we will have is showing them how to caulk and maybe install windows. So it's those little things that you can do that will be free that can reduce your cost. Again, we're all about improving people's financial well-being, but it's these little things that we're going to show you how to do some hands-on training with improving your house or doing some repairs around your house.
I like that because anyone who has children in the house have from time to time had an accident where if they knew how to patch drywall, they wouldn't have to call someone in that to pay that person more than you probably want to pay to have that drywall repaired.
And sometimes it's really simple. And, you know, adults are some of the causes of accidents in walls and drywall too, so can't blame it all on the kids.
I think I will attend that session. I have a very active 8-year-old. Now, I see also that there will be a specialist there talking about small business lending in the micro lending area. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, one of the things that we've done, we've partnered with Justine Peterson. Mm-hmm. Justine Peterson is in St. Louis, but we process microloans for small businesses. And we will have an individual there that will talk about this product to provide funds to maybe help you with startup, maybe provide funds to help you become a small business, maybe funds to help you purchase new equipment, and talk about how this product works. Microlending will also provide some small consumer loans, and we also use it as a credit building product. So we're going to put that on there. There will be a couple workshops to explain exactly what this microlending is and will it work for you, and is this something that you can use for your small business.
Okay, so let's say I come to this session and I'm really looking for $2,000 or $3,000 or $9,000. The person that's there that day would be able to spend a little time with me, or is that something where they'll just give a general overview and have me make an appointment to come somewhere else later?
Right.
How will that work?
They're going to give you a general.
Okay.
We want to get the word out that there are dollars available to assist small businesses and to provide micro lending. And there are a couple workshops that are scheduled. I don't know the time, but there's a couple workshops that are scheduled for that day explaining exactly what is this program, how it works. And then from that point, you can make an appointment to come into the office. You don't have to wait until we do the workshop. You can make an appointment now if you want. Mm. But sometimes you have some face-to-face questions, and this is the opportunity to get those questions answered.
So if someone hearing this broadcast on this day, which is in advance of the resource day, wanted to call your office and make an appointment in advance of this day, what number would they call?
309-676-3832.
Okay, business owners or prospective business owners, you don't have to wait until September 26th to get information about small business lending from MeTech. So blow their phone up, make them get it to the point where they have to hire more people. They would love you. Okay, so we're going to move on. I see the next thing that you're going to have healthcare professionals there. What are you trying to achieve with the healthcare professionals?
You know, Denise, one of the things we've learned is there's a direct correlation between people's financial health and their physical health. And one of the things we've always tried to do is to get resources in the hands of individuals that can reduce some of their costs. And, you know, if you get a flu shot, and the flu shots will probably be for adults only. They won't be for kids. Mm-hmm. You know, there's liabilities and all these things that are involved. But if you get flu shots in the hands of individuals or in the arms of individuals, if they're not sick, they're not going to miss any work. So it's those things that we look at is how do we integrate these resources that can help them remain financially stable while they're remaining physically healthy. We should also have someone there maybe doing an exercise class. So, and please come out and join us. We're hopefully to have maybe a couple of yoga classes done and some other exercise classes that will be offered. And then for individuals who have not signed up or have gotten any type of health care, we'll have professionals there speaking and maybe even registering them for affordable health care.
Oh, so you could register, you could sign up right then and there?
Yes.
With the, is there any difficulty with the Illinois state's budgetary issues getting anyone to, excuse me one second. Kanye, what is it?
I'm going to the gym.
You're going to the gym to do what?
There are people in there, and I'm just going to go play in there.
Okay. Come back down here when you're done.
All right.
Thank you. We'll have to just take that out. So there'll be somebody there that could register people right on the spot for the affordable health care.
That's the plan.
Okay.
That's the plan. Again, resource day.
Right. Now, if someone hearing that someone will be there to register them, should they bring any documents with them knowing that someone's going to be there?
Yes. You know what? And I don't have it off the top of my head exactly what documents you need to bring. If nothing else, you need to bring your ID. I can't remember if you need to bring your Social Security card, and that's something you're going to have to, if they would call our office, mm-hmm. Rather than saying it incorrectly over the phone, over the air, mm-hmm. Call our office, and we will confirm exactly what items you need to bring with you.
And that's a good suggestion, because we know that the affordable health care program has reduced the amount of folks who are without medical care. And I would imagine it has reduced the number of people who are using the emergency room as their health care provider, because that's what drives cost up is what I'm hearing.
Yes, and it's a two-edged sword, because if you don't show proof when you file your taxes, if you don't show proof that you've had insurance, you're going to have to pay a fine or a fee for that. Mm-hmm. So call our office and I will make sure that we can document exactly what items you need to bring with you.
And that number once again is 309-676-3832. And we'll repeat that number at the end of this broadcast as well. And finally, I see that you'll have a number of exhibitors there. Help us walk through who will be there, who's going to be in the room providing services or providing information.
Well, we will have partners from the For the Better East Bluff. So you're going to have other HUD housing counseling agencies there that could provide information on credit counseling. You will have other, I think Navicor will be there. We will have representatives from Heartland Healthcare. We will have representatives from PUC Bank. A couple other financial institutions will also be there. You will have nonprofits that are in the building industry. I think PCCO will be there. Also, Peoria Opportunities Foundation. And there's a couple other that will be there too. I'm trying to cheat at my notes but we're going to have several there. So I think, again, this is just the opportunity. Take an hour or two out of your day. Stop by, get the resources that you need, and then you've got the rest of the day to do what you want on Saturday.
Well, I also see that you're going to have an employment specialist there.
Yes, thank you.
And let's take a few minutes to talk about that, because that's a big deal in the 61605 and 61603 area codes, zip codes. So your employment specialists, they're going to be providing what type of information?
They're going to be there talking specifically. One of the things, they'll be talking about ceilings and expungements. One of the things we identified for some individuals is that if they have some type of arrest record, mm-hmm. is you can't get a job because those things keep popping up. So we will have someone there to talk about ceilings, getting your record sealed or expunged. We're also going to have somewhere someone there talking about what employers are looking for. We will have someone there talking about resume writing. Just all those little small soft skill items that are often barriers for people even getting an interview. So, yeah, we have our program specialist, our program manager for employment will be there. And then we also have an employment coach that will be there.
And so when you talked about sealing and expungement, that is a process whereby if they're eligible and they've been arrested in the past, if they're eligible, that information, you go through this process and that information doesn't pop up if your name is run. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
And it's in the state of Illinois, as and in other states, there are certain things that can be expunged mm-hmm. or cannot be expunged, and then there are certain things that cannot be sealed. So, but it is a tool that we've used to help remove barriers that often prevent individuals from getting a job. I've been pretty successful with this program. We've had 18 this year. Sealed, and I think maybe one expunged. Expungement is a lot more difficult than getting things sealed. We work with the Peoria Bar Association and with Prairie State Legal to help get, there's a lot of work involved to help us in this area. When we initially talked about doing this, we didn't think that we would have 3 this year. We've done 18. The 18 that we've had removed have also gotten employment. So
how much, those 18 that you have helped, how much did it cost them for you to help them get that done?
That's a loaded question. There's a cost that they have to pay to get these items sealed or expunged, and usually it's about $60 or $65 a case. If they are indigent or a pauper, words that the court system uses, and don't have the funds to pay for those items, then they may be able to get it done for free. But it's $60 to $65 per case to have sealed or expunged. We do this as part of our employment preparation program, and we don't charge individuals to provide this service.
Okay, and that's wonderful, because when you look at the greater scheme of things, $60 to $65 can be difficult for folks to come by. But if that's something that they can scrape together for the benefit of having some of this information not pop up every time they apply, it may be worth them trying to scrape that together.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And you also mentioned that your employment specialist would be there to talk about resumes. Mm-hmm. And so if a person has a resume out there, can they bring that and have it looked at that day?
She'll probably not spend a lot of time with it, mm-hmm. but she can probably give you a quick overview of saying, oh, this is good, or maybe make some suggestions that here are some changes that you might want to consider mm-hmm. That will catch the eye of potential employers.
And I would imagine then they're also talking about, I think you mentioned it earlier, limiting those behaviors that people exhibit that prevent them from even getting an interview
mm-hmm.
or getting an interview, and within 2 minutes, if you don't make the right impression, an employer for the most part knows in about the first 2 minutes whether they're going to even continue to consider you seriously or not. And so are those the type of things that will be discussed?
They will probably be discussed. Again, this is a resource, so we won't spend a lot of time on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that we have an employment certification program at our office that is conducted on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday that addresses the financial capabilities of individuals. And we look at behavior and all of that. So if they come Saturday, the 26th, they'll learn and get a quick overview, or here's some of the things that we do, here's some of the things that employers look at, maybe here's some soft skills that you need to work on, and then maybe why don't you come and check out one of our workshops so we can spend a little bit more in-depth time looking at providing you with some soft skills on communication. I'm learning that a lot of people don't know the value of a handshake. A lot of people don't know the value of looking someone eye to eye when they're talking. And something as simple as please and thank you and how to answer some of those interview questions. So they'll get that information Saturday, and then they'll get a lot more in detail, you know, if they come to the office and attend some of our workshops.
Well, you know, from what we've talked about in this short time, this is really just an introduction to the community about who MeTech is and what MeTech does. And your office is open Monday through Friday.
We are.
And what are your hours there?
Our office is Monday through Thursday from 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. And then on Fridays, we're there from 9 to 1. So Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5. And then on Saturdays.
Why do you keep saying Saturday?
I think I'm thinking Saturday, September the 26th. Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5. Fridays, 9 to 1.
And so we're going to repeat that phone number because we've just gotten some valuable information. Give us a phone number again.
That's area code 309-676-3832. And it's actual, our name is 67 MeTech.
Oh, okay. I see that. And we talked about being able to go to a website to look at the schedule of the events on September 26th. What is that website address?
It's www.MeTechResourceCenter.com.
So MeTech is M-E-T-E-C, and then the word ResourceCenter.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Awesome. Well, Cheryl, I want to thank you for joining us here on Dollars and Cents today. This has been a wealth of information, wealth being Financial Resource Day, no pun intended. But this has been information I think that our listeners we want to thank you for being with us today, talking about the 2015 Financial Resource Day happening on Saturday, September 26th from 9 to 1:30 at the Glen Oak Learning Center. 2100 North Wisconsin Avenue is the address out there. And once again, to contact MeTech, that number is 309-676-3832. If you've got any questions about what you've heard today, feel free to give MeTech a call for any clarification. Give them a call about what documentation that you would need to bring if you would like to apply for the Affordable Care Act. Give them a call and find out if you can come to their office in advance of the resource day, especially if you can't make it there. Maybe you're working, maybe you'll be out of town and you can't make it there. I'm sure if you give them a call, they will give you all the information you need. So thank you for joining us today. We are glad that you were out there listening to us. You've been listening to Dollars and Cents. This is Denise Moore, and have a wonderful day.